Hi guys, Bobby here. I really have to thank Trevor for what he did. I'd been really upset after the fight with Dipper, and I felt a lot better after we made up. I really didn't want to spend another night alone in my empty house. We went back to Dipper's home after having the pizza, and then went to Dipper's room to play some video games for a while before dinner, and then a few more before turning in. The whole time, though, I noticed that Trevor's heart really wasn't in it. I watched him during breakfast the next morning, then glanced at Dipper, who also appeared to have noticed. It only then re-entered my mind that Trevor himself was having problems. I felt a bit bad that in the argument with Dipper, I'd forgotten that. After breakfast, though, I felt it was time I did my job as a friend, and something told me Dipper was thinking the same thing. Trevor, are you okay?
I don't know, really. I keep thinking about Oscar. Seeing the two of you having fun together really just reminds me of what I've lost lately.
Gee, Trevor, We didn't mean to remind you. We were trying to distract you.
Yeah. Sorry, Trevor.
It's all right. I just can't help remembering him. And especially with everything that's gone on in the last few days. It just makes everything more fresh. Like I have just lost Oscar all over again.
I don't think I ever told you what happened with Dipper about 4 months ago. I had to get the help of a friend of mine, Justin Beaver, just to get Dipper out of something that very easily could have gone badly. The reason I'm bringing it up, though, is because Justin himself had a few problems, much like Oscar did.
He did? I'm kind of surprised. I haven't heard of Justin getting into trouble for that. I'm surprised he was even willing to talk to you guys about it. Oscar tended to hide things till it was too late, really.
Actually, Justin kind of hid it too, until he realized he was getting in way too deep. That's when he sought help. Not like Johnny Rathbone. From what I hear, he's been arrested at least 3 times for possession. And he really doesn't care.
Oscar tended to hide things fairly well. We didn't really know he had a problem until it got to the point that he was stealing things from his parents just to feed his habit. By that point, it was really just a matter of time till he, well...
Trevor, you can't blame yourself for what happened. Oscar wouldn't have wanted that, and I doubt he'd blame you either. Having friendships, no matter how big or how small, does make a difference, even if no one ever takes notice of it.
Trevor, I can't speak for Oscar, and I really have not lost anyone like you have. All I can say is, well, since getting to know you, I've learned that you care a lot for your friends, even ones you don't know very well. You must hurt a lot.
I just keep thinking back about what happened and how he died, wondering if there could have been more I could have done. Maybe if I had gone to someone, told them what I knew, Oscar might have gotten help.
I have to ask, what specifically had hurt Oscar so badly that he resorted to the drugs in the first place?
Well, I don't know all the details, only what Oscar admitted to me towards the end. From what I know, he started turning towards the harder stuff after his father left their family. He never got along with his mother much. They were tolerant of each other. That's how he put it. She just kind of ignored his presence each day, and eventually... he started turning towards the drugs, since the people around him seemed to like him more that way. I couldn't get him to see that was a problem, especially once he started stealing things. He wouldn't really listen after that. He seemed too far gone.
You mean he had friends that liked him on drugs? Some friends.
I'll say. Trevor, I have one more question I want to ask you, but I want you to think about it, okay?
All right. What did you want to ask?
I took a brief look at Dipper before turning back to Trevor. I had to word this carefully because I didn't want to make Trevor feel worse than he already did about it. Before all this happened, was there ever a time where Oscar was in a really tough spot, got upset, and attempted to take his life, but you were able to stop him?
Well, there was once that I can think of. Back when Oscar first started to steal things from his parents, back before he stopped talking to me, he tried to sneak into his father's old gun cabinet. One of the few things they still had of his at their home. I had to convince him to stop, but it wasn't easy. He seemed really dedicated to it.
He wanted to kill himself? I don't get that, really. I mean, how can you get that lonely?
He felt like he didn't matter to anyone anymore. Like no one would miss him if he were gone. It took everything I could think of to stop him that time, and obviously I didn't do a great job, or else he'd still be here, wouldn't he?
Trevor, You were here for us when we needed you. How could he not know you were there for him?
I don't know whether he realized it or not, but apparently I wasn't enough to keep him here.
My point in all this, Trevor, is that you did help him. Don't focus on what you weren't able to do. Focus on what you actually did.
That's hard to do, Bobby. Especially when the memory of that day is so strong.
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears. And if you have to leave, I wish that you would just leave. Your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you'd scream, I'd fight away all of your fears. And I held your hand through all of these years. And you still. Resonating light. Now I'm bound by the life you left behind. Your face it haunts my once pleasant dreams. Your voice it chased away all the sanity in me. These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you'd scream, I'd fight away all of your fears. And I held your hand through all of these years. But you still. I've tried so hard to tell myself that you're gone, but though you're still with me, I've been alone all along. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you'd scream, I'd fight away.
I don't know if it will help, but would you like a hug?
Yeah, that might help a bit, honestly. Lately, I just feel really alone.
You aren't alone, Trevor. We'll always be here for you.
Count on it.